This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into KMAN's In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here with you today. We're talking Pottawatomie County Schools, and we have Superintendent of Wamego, USD 320, Tim Winter in studio. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Brandon. Thank you.
And we also have Rock Creek, USD 323, Superintendent Kevin Logan joining us on the program.
Thank you, Brandon.
It's good to have you guys both in here. Seems like I was mentioned, it feels like it was just a couple weeks ago we talked. I guess it's been about a month now. What's new here at Pottawatomie County Schools? Start with you, Tim.
Well, we had a board meeting Monday night. It was not a real lengthy agenda, but it still seemed to take a little while. We did have the board in at 6 for a kind of a holiday or Christmas meal. Our culinary team prepared the meal from their new kitchen from our bond project, and those kids and Jackie Steinbacher, their instructor, did a fantastic job. They served some prime rib to our board members and leadership team, and that was a fantastic way to start the last meeting of 2018. But on our agenda, we did have a couple teachers who won grants from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Healthy Habits Grant, Ann Tenike, Central Elementary PE teacher, and Anthony Pluff, West Elementary PE teacher. We accepted $1,000 grants on their behalf, so congratulate them and appreciate their efforts to go after dollars like that. They'll help provide some more resources for their students in their classroom. We also had a bond update, and the big discussion right now is we're kind of wrapping up our bond projects is how we're going to spend those last remaining dollars. We still have some gymnasium work in our main gym at the high school. We are redoing our bleachers, putting in drop-down volleyball nets, and there's some design challenges there because that facility just is not very big. The ceiling, the roof is not very high, so we're limited. We would like to increase the seating capacity and provide more comfortable seating, and we're going to do the best job we can, but that's been a little bit of a design challenge for our architects and engineers. And also we are went into executive session to discuss safety and security, and we're really trying to spend dollars wisely and improve the safety and security in our buildings, primarily making sure we have appropriate lock-in doors and those doors are censored or have buzz-ins and card readers versus the traditional keys. But those were the primary topics Monday night at our board meeting.
It seems like a lot of schools are doing that here, upgrading their doors here. How soon do you think that'll be implemented? Will that be as soon as next year?
Yeah, we'll hope to get started even this year before the school year's out. At three of our buildings, we feel pretty good about, so there'll be some minor upgrades, but we have buzz-in systems, we have camera systems where doors are locked at all times. Our high school facility is one that really creates a real challenge, because that building right there in downtown Wamego is a 1938 or 39 building. It's been added on to multiple times. It has multiple levels, and then there just is not one central entrance. We have parking lots around the entire perimeter of the building. We have a staff lot on one corner. We have a smaller lot on the other corner. We have the big student lot clear on the opposite end, and we have a little circle drive at the front main entrance, which is the smallest parking lot. So it just creates a challenge with having to have multiple doors open because of the parking situation, because of deliveries. So that's the one that's the most challenging right now. But we're working hard to do the best job we can. We do have we do lock the doors and do have a buzz-in door, so visitors now do have to buzz in and be viewed on camera by our office staff. But it certainly creates a challenge. We also still offer open lunch to our juniors and seniors, so those students are coming and going over the lunch hour, and creates some challenges and offering some freedoms to our students, but also doing our best job to keep them safe.
Yeah, as no problems with that, I imagine, and that's not going away anytime soon. It doesn't sound like.
The open lunch, or
yeah.
Well, before my time at Wamego, I guess they discussed and they actually had plan to take it away. And that caused a little stir. It's my understanding anyway. Again, it's right before my time, about probably 10 or 12 years ago. They made plans to eliminate open lunch, and a little effort was made by some students and community members to get that retracted. And so yes, it's still there. I think they did it. That's when it became just open for juniors and seniors. I do believe at one point it was 9-12. There was also no restrictions on driving and so forth. And now we ask that all students, there's no driving during open lunch. Nearly all of the eating establishments in Waumego are relatively close to the high school, so they can get out and enjoy the fresh air and take a little walk.
That's a little perk, I guess,
yeah,
of having a small town. Let's talk a little bit, Kevin. You had a board meeting as well at Rock Creek this week.
We did. We had our board meeting Monday night. We did not have prime rib. We might have showed up at Tim's a little bit earlier had we known that was going on. But no, we had had a board meeting, again, fairly light on the agenda. We had our auditor there to show last year's books to the board, and everything was very good there. Our office staff does a wonderful job in preparing all of our financial statements. We also had some grants that were awarded. These grants were teacher education grants through Farmer State Bank in Westmoreland. Jim Moore is the president up there. We had five teachers awarded four $1,000 grants. Monica Castleman, pre-K teacher at Westmoreland Elementary, was awarded a $1,000 grant. Teacher combination of Megan Umscheid and Catherine Seitz, who are third and fourth grade teachers and five and sixth grade teachers at Westmoreland, were donated $1,000 STEM grant, or had won a $1,000 STEM grant. Dan Prey down at St. George, he's a 3-4 teacher down there, was awarded a grant for robotics, teaching some coding. And then Keith Miller at Rock Creek Junior Senior High School, he is our debate instructor. Keith was awarded a $1,000 grant for his program also. So congratulations to all of those, and a big thank you to Jim Moore and Farmer State Bank for their participation in that. We also have coming up towards the end of this semester, we have our senior exit projects, our early finishers. We have seniors doing those presentations starting next Wednesday, I believe, and into Thursday. So those are exciting presentations that the seniors give. They've got a faculty judge to evaluate it. They've gone out and found a mentor and worked on a project or some type of learning opportunity that they were interested in since about middle of their junior year. So those are our exciting projects that we'll have to witness coming up.
Yeah, no doubt. That'll be a lot of fun here. With all the grants coming out, I just want to get back out here for just a moment. But knowing the limits on budgets here and the uncertainty with that, how important are these grants to these teachers individually to have for their individual classrooms?
You know, I think the grants are extremely important because it allows the teachers to get out and search for funding that are outside the regular norms of what we do within the buildings, what they do within their classroom. It's that something extra. It's also, I guess, giving a visual example of what outside businesses, outside individuals can do for schools that traditional school funding still falls short on. So I know the grants are greatly appreciated. Some of them come within the local area, like what we had, regional, like what Tim did. And I don't remember who you said yours were with Blue Cross Blue Shield. You know, West Star has grants in the area. There's many teacher grants out there. You know, sometimes it's hard, and you got to give the teachers a pat on the back. It takes time to fill out the grants and go through the process. You know, it's added time for them. But, you know, we really appreciate those partnerships.
Yeah, and no doubt it goes a long way to help out here. Tim, did you want to add to that?
Well, I just want to add, yeah, and it's not just the grants. Kevin kind of referenced partnerships. We have so many community members, so many businesses and organizations that just contribute funds to our booster clubs, to different programs that we offer, that it's really just great for teachers to get out and get to know their people in their community. Build and establish those relationships, and you just never know down the road how it might benefit our students. But I know Waumego and Rock Creek have great communities, great partnerships with our communities, and we appreciate all their support.
We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to talk more about your agendas here from earlier in the week. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. May you be blessed with a fellowship of family.